Thank you so much for joining us, Kate.
Thank you. Great to be here.
No worries at all. So the theme of LiveWorks is Bodies at the Edge for this year, 2018. What does this theme mean to you?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm particularly passionate about the day for night part of LiveWorks. I've been an audience member for years. And I think in the context of that event, and for me particularly, it's very much, I think, about queer bodies and about bodies in queer spaces and clubs and sort of the kinds of environments that we move through as queer people, as, you know, queer artists in the program.
Right, nice. And so this year, how did the ideas come about for this year's Day for Night?
Yeah, sure. So Jeff Kahn, the Artistic Director of Performance Space, has been hard at work putting a pretty amazing program together that really looks at Sydney art practice and beyond queer art practice and how that sort of evolved over the decades and the generations. So there's a really incredible intergenerational program this year from sort of pioneering artists that have been working for, you know, many decades, like William Yang and Gorda Supernova, through to up-and-coming artists that have kind of been coming through Performance Spaces Queer New York development program this year, like Paul Walker and Von Patiag, and, you know, a lot of Sydney favourites. So it's sort of a really incredible span of practice that has been happening in Sydney and, you know, there's some visitors as well.
Awesome. Lots to look forward to. And what is sort of the intended message or response you'd like to evoke from audiences at the festival?
I mean, I think everyone's going to have a different experience. And, you know, the range of works really caters to that, I think. But I guess, you know, Day for Night has always, to me anyway, been about kind of creating a space that is celebrating, you know, the sort of spaces that, that queer art and queer practice and queer kind of connectivity is always unfolded in. And I suppose it's about sharing that experience with the queer community of Sydney and beyond, and also, you know, the LiveWorks performance space, you know, cultural kind of community as well that want to come along.
Completely. And there's definitely a mash of kind of clubbing and dancing and opportunities to think about these big themes as well. What are some of the other, what's on the lineup for this year? What else can we expect?
Sure. So, you know, as I said, William Yang, an incredible sort of photographic artist, is opening the day with a performance lecture that just shares an incredible archive of photos from the sort of 70s through to today of different queer spaces and Mardi Gras and parties. And closing out the night, sort of bookending it, is Glitter Supernova, who's a real pioneer of the sort of burlesque performance scene. So she's sharing a new work that's developed. And through the day, I suppose, there's a range of installations and durational works. There's a sort of chained installation hung with hundreds of sex toys by Anna McMahon that will actually be a sort of exchange-based work, so people can come and swap a toy for some of their deepest fantasies and desires over the course of the day and night.
Oh, wow.
yeah, and we've got the incredible New Zealand collective Fastwag coming over to share their work FemSlick. They're an amazing collective of queer Indigenous creatives from all over the Pacific. And their work, FemSlick, will kind of mark the tipping point, I suppose, of the event from day into night. And that work takes on the form of a Vogue ball. So I think that will be pretty incredible. And from there, it really amps up into a kind of club environment with Coco Carey, sharing some new musical work that she's making, which is really exciting. Rada Labia, Shaman Suku, will be there doing a durational kind of cooking and storytelling project. So there'll be some food to share.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, quite it's a big lineup this year.
Extensive lineup, yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and best of luck with the festival. Heaps to see and look forward to.
Yeah, thank you. We're announcing the full schedule of Day for Night this Friday, so people can keep their eyes peeled and start planning their day.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time today, Kate.
Not a worry. Thanks so much.
All right. See ya.